This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're featuring today a great female leader, Dr. Melissa McRae. Melissa describes herself as a physician who got fed up with the medical establishment and wanted to start her own thing and has done a magnificent job doing it. And Melissa, you could always correct me if I've overstated that, but we're looking forward to visiting with Dr. McRae. Dr. McRae, take a moment and introduce yourself and tell the audience what you do.
Oh, great, Scott. Well, it's my pleasure to be with you today and share some time. So again, my name is Dr. Melissa McRae. I'm a board certified family physician and peptide specialist. I also am a mom to three great little people. I'm a wife. I'm a schoolroom mom. I'm an endless optimist, I would say, and I'm a businesswoman.
How important is being an endless optimist to everything you do and your general attitude daily?
I think it's everything. I think that certainly when I see people who approach things from the half empty glass, everything seems to be so much more of a struggle. And honestly, in business and in leadership, everything is a struggle unless you see the opportunity that's in it. So I just feel completely blessed that I was wired in a way that I just see opportunity. I feel definitely that the more optimistically I can see things or the more positively you can look at things, certainly the better it's going to come in the outcome. So I think it's everything.
And does that come through naturally, both in raising your children and dealing with your patients? And who is more challenging, the patients or the three little people as you describe them?
Well, the three little people I feel like are still moldable. And there's many times that patients are not quite as flexible. So they both have their own challenges for sure. Working with a patient who comes from a negative perspective is very challenging because you really have to envision what wellness looks like so that you can fully embody that. So they would probably be a bigger struggle.
It sounds good. And tell us about your practice today. You've got a medical spa, you've got a practice. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the medical practice that we created, so let me back up just a smidge. I came from a background of traditional family practice. I had my own practice for about 12 years, and it was great. I mean, I loved my patients. I had a thriving business, so to speak. However, each day I was less and less thrilled about what I was doing. I felt like we were going the wrong direction with patient care. And I was questioning how much I was really helping people at that point. So my current practice is after that 12 years of frustration and really coming to grasp with what we need is time. We just need time to get to know these patients. We need time to build relationships. And once we do that, we're going to actually be able to get to the root of what is causing their issues. So I created a medical practice and wellness center that really focuses on getting to the root cause. It involves time and relationships with patients and absolutely medical innovation. And so we put those all together, and that's how we developed Vitality Natural Wellness and MedSpa.
And what's your favorite thing about your new practice? And I don't know if it's so new anymore, but what's your favorite practice about what you're doing? What's your favorite thing about it?
Oh, goodness. We have a little catchphrase that is, we treat people from the inside out and the outside in, because we have these two halves of the practice. So there's the medical half. I love digging in and finding out what is actually causing the issues. And then we have the other half of the practice, which is the non-surgical cosmetics component. And I love being creative. So when people come in and they don't like something in particular about their physical aspect, you know, I can help them change that and modify that to just really enhance what they have issues with. So if somebody comes in and they say, gosh, I hate these wrinkles on my, you know, my forehead. And while you're talking to them, they've got how miserably fatigued they are and their hormones are a mess. I love that we are able to not only help them and how they feel about themselves, but literally change their health and wellness journey. So having patients come in and just say how much better they feel is my favorite thing.
Isn't that the greatest thing? And I love the concept that we treat patients from the inside out and trying to really get to know them and take care of them and work with them and empathize with them and so forth. You're a physician, you're a mother, you're a leader. Any advice for women leaders who are trying to, you know, thrive, succeed, live the life and journey they want to live? Any advice that you have particularly for women leaders?
I think the biggest thing is just questioning, can you do it? You know, can you do it all? And I guess that all is the questionable word, but I would encourage every female business leader to just always believe that you can. And believing that you can obviously will mean different things to different people, but when you stop believing that you can do it is the very time that you won't. So believing that you can is something that I focus on every single day. I think every leader probably reads a lot already, but I love to read and I love the newest innovations and staying up on that. Connecting with people early is something I feel like I maybe found out later than I wish I would have. So connecting with people early and networking early on in life, that would be for kind of new and upcoming leaders, is make sure that that's a huge component of what they do.
Well, that's fantastic. And I love the optimism. I love the sort of connecting with people, and love your thoughts on you can do it all. You might not be able to do it all this moment, but you can do it all. And at least what you want to do, as long as you don't pick a thousand things, I take it.
But, right.
But you can have a career and have a family. You could do both and do them both great. It might be that you're not doing some other things, but you can do it all. You could do all the most important things in your life. Is there a woman leader that you particularly admire? And if so, why so?
Gosh, there's so many women in leadership roles that I absolutely am, you know, just so amazed by. If I had to pick one female leader, and this is just if I had to pick one, and it's so hard to pick one, but she's somebody that many people have looked up to. Mother Teresa is probably the woman that, from a leadership perspective, I just feel like she was the perfect example. Perfect example of her amazing faith, an example of sacrifice and strength, and really just showing that kindness can change the world. So she is the one that I reflect on frequently.
I think that's just magnificent and just fabulous. Then Dr. McRae, you've got a great attitude by nature, sort of wired that way. You're from the Midwest, I take it, Central Ohio. You're probably a Buckeye fan. You're sort of an all-American, wonderful leader. Just a great positive person. How do you keep yourself motivated? How do you keep yourself focused and motivated all the time?
My patients are obvious. Honestly, my biggest motivation. They fuel me. They drive me. They're the ones that inspire me to be better as a physician and be better as a leader. I just absolutely love working with my patients every day. I love the role of educating them and offering them choices in healthcare that they didn't have before. So it's definitely my patients that easily help me stay motivated.
And how do you keep yourself fueled to be able to do a great job with your children, your patients, and sort of keep that upbeat spirit? How do you do that day in, day out?
That is a good question. I don't require much sleep. That helps. I eat well. I try to do self-care. I try to be very intentional about what I'm doing when I'm doing it. So for instance, when I'm with the kids, I try to be all in. I try to be present both physically and emotionally. And I think it's easier to stay engaged in every activity as long as you're intentionally present. So being intentionally present in self-care are probably the best ways that I stay recharged.
I think those are great. I think those are great things. I think, you know, what happens is as some of us get older, and I'm much older than you are, the need for self-care over the course of life to stay engaged, stay healthy, it's just incredibly important. It's just critical. You can't bring your best self. What you called intentionally present, I love that. I find myself sometimes checking my phone, doing this, doing that, and I have to remind myself, my son does a great job of telling me, Dad, am I less important than your phone? And I have to put the phone away and be intentionally present. And I think that concept of intentionally present and self-care, I think those are two great pieces of advice. And so we thank you for that. Dr. McRae, if people want to learn more about your practice, about what you do, how can they find you? How can they learn more about you?
We have a website that has so much information about our practice, our staff, the care that we provide, and the services that we provide. And that's at vitalitynaturalwellness.com. So www.vitalitynaturalwellness.com. Thank goodness for the digital world out there. You can pretty much access everything about us on there, as well as me. And of course, we have our social accounts, so our Instagram and Facebook. But that's a great way to learn exactly what we do and how we approach it a little bit differently and why we do it that way.
Well, congratulations. It's amazing what you're doing, and it's a great pleasure to speak to you. And I love your advice to people and the just positive way that you approach things. It's just fantastic. So, Dr. McRae, thank you so much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today. You were just terrific. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for your time and your invitation, Scott. I really appreciate it.